2 years of a sluggish economy has left most of the states facing big budget problems. Unlike the federal government, states cannot spend more than they bring in through taxes, so deficit spending is not an option. As a result, 31 states are struggling to balance their budgets. Missouri is one of them. State officials are projecting a deficit that could top $500 million. And this budget shortfall means many programs are facing steep cuts in funding. From St. Louis, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
The boom years of the 1990s were good for state governments. As the economy prospered and the stock market soared, taxes on capital gains poured into state coffers. It was a great party while it lasted, but the economic downturn left state governments with hangovers that won't go away. Compared to states like California, Massachusetts, or New Jersey, which are short billions of dollars, Missouri's problems don't look big, but in some areas, they've already wreaked havoc. At Places for People in St. Louis, people like Janet Ward, who are suffering from mental illness, receive housing referrals, counseling, and assistance to help them reestablish stable lives. Ward comes here almost every day to play cards and to see friends. 5 years ago, she was struggling to cope with bipolar disorder when she met one of the group's outreach workers.
I was homeless, and I was in a shelter. And a lady came from here, and she saw me in the shelter, and she told me she was going to help me. And I thought, yeah, right, because everybody had been promising me help, you know. But this lady really came through for me. She took me to find an apartment, honey. We went from one place to place looking for an apartment. I was in a wheelchair at the time. And got me the apartment that I have right now.
Because of Missouri's budget crisis, Places for People is in big trouble. The state provides more than 85% of the group's funding, and in July, Missouri withheld much of that aid. Executive Director Francie Broderick says the cuts forced her to stop enrolling new clients. And she's worried more cuts may be coming, cuts that she argues will cost Missouri more in the long run.
If we don't provide people these basic kind of community support services, their medication, the regular visits, they're going to get sicker. They're going to end up in hospitals and jail at a much higher rate, which is going to be much more costly. So right now, a short-term approach that it might appear to save money, like cutting back on those services, in the long run, is going to dig you deeper in the hole.
Wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Under the ornate dome of Missouri's state capitol in Jefferson City, Democratic Governor Bob Holden poses for pictures with school children at the annual tree trimming. But given the state of the budget this year, Holden has less in common with Santa Claus than with the Grinch. He took office 2 years ago, just as the economic boom ended. That makes it, he says, a challenging time to be governor.
We're dealing with the greatest negative impact in state finances since World War II.
For the first time in nearly 50 years, Missouri's revenues have actually declined from the year before. It's a far cry from a decade ago when steady revenue increases allowed Missouri to boost spending on things like education and health care and at the same time cut taxes. Missouri eliminated much of its sales tax on food and created a host of tax credits to encourage everything from research and development to affordable housing. Now that times are tough, the state has little choice but to cut spending. But the governor also wants to end some of those tax credits and what he calls loopholes.
Corporate income taxes have gone from 9% of our general revenue picture in about 1995 to 4.8% today. It's because of loopholes in the law, tax credits, and other things. And when some don't pay their fair share, that forces more of a burden on those that truly are living up to their responsibility.
Republican leaders and business groups say the governor should concentrate on cutting spending rather than increasing the tax burden on corporations. Ray McCarty, director of fiscal affairs for the Missouri Chamber of Commerce, says closing loopholes is just a new way to say raising taxes.
We think they're just it's a nice thing to call a tax increase, but, you know, it really is a tax increase. And if we increase taxes on Missouri employers, we're hurting the bottom line. We're making it more difficult for them to survive the economic downturn. And when that happens, we end up with job loss, which we have. 55,000 jobs is a huge number of jobs, and we, in fact, are leading the nation in that regard. That's not a happy place to be.
Missouri voters have also signaled their opposition to just about any tax increase. In recent elections, they've repeatedly rejected everything from local school board levies to a cigarette tax to pay for health care. Terry Jones is a political science professor at the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
Missourians have always been suspicious about government. They have a strong individualistic streak. They don't call us the show me state for nothing. And then you add on to it some things that have happened in the past where they think the voters have think they've been snookered.
As bad as things are now in Missouri, they may soon get worse. The state is revising its revenue projections, and it's expected that the budget gap is only getting bigger. Because so much of the budget is earmarked for programs like Medicaid, cuts are most likely to come from three areas: education, prisons, or social services, including mental health programs. At Places for People in St. Louis, Francie Broderick says every day the budget cuts force her to turn away mentally ill people who need help. She shares many stories about the consequences. In one case, a prospective client committed suicide while he was on a two-year waiting list.
Another situation, I got a call from a father whose son was in and out of hospital. They were afraid of him. They loved him, but they were afraid of him. When he was out of hospital, he wouldn't take his meds. He was interested in our group home. I had no vacancies. 2 days later, I read in the paper, this young man killed his parents. You know, those are haunting things. And those are things we're going to see more of, I'm afraid.
After a decade of good times, Missouri now faces some very hard choices. The state's budget battle is a fight over dollars and cents, taxes and spending. Broderick hopes the governor and the legislature also remember that ultimately it's about people. Greg Allen, NPR News, St. Louis.